Fist Magnet. What a great tune Fist Magnet is. And then, of course, we started the set off with Little Joe Shorkensing, Joe Pesci, one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. It's Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, not Monty Hall. Monty Hall is a substitute. Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker, and Nick Simper. Got it. There you go. There's going to be a quiz later. Who knows? There may be a Zombo trivia night in the future. Recapping the music of 2024, all the finds, discoveries. And like I'm saying, it's just so nice to keep discovering even older music. Discovering older music is fantastic. How did this escape my attention? And it's so nice to know that. And as I can thank you guys turning me on to stuff.
Yeah, we did it. We were first in outer space. Big, hairy deal. Then suddenly it started.
Man the Astro Man from the re-released BBC rain. Sessions. Inside the Atom.
Here they come.
girlfriend is what I like most about you.
There we go. That was Hazy Dixie from their album Free Your Mind and Your Grass Will Follow. I just got that. It's an older record from 2017. But man, what a good tune. New from Nouveau Vague from their album Should I Stay or Should I Go. doing the Specials tune written by Jerry Dammers, What I Like Most About You Is Your Girlfriend. And then from the 1996 Radcliffe Sessions, like you care, these things don't matter, Man or Astro Man. And that was a 45 just re-released this year. Inside the Atom. And we had some Hawkwind and we had some Bad Livers. This in the background is a 10-minute track. It's so good. I want to play some of it for you. It's a Stereo Lab. It's a single, Stereo Lab, with a Nurse with Wound doing called Simple Headphone. And I really like it. But I'm going to play it in the background. Yeah, it's Simple Headphone Mine, I think. It's just so nice. It's got that little guitar in there. It's got that, like, Kraftwerk kind of Autobahn thing going. Man, it's nice. So I got to tell you, we just finished up the first quarter of music. Sure, it started at the beginning of December, but we've only got through the first 3 months of 2024 so far. So this might take us all the way to spring, recapping the greatest music finds, my greatest music finds of 2024. And yeah, we just got the first 3 months in. So now we're starting on the second quarter of 2024. Oh, yeah. This is great driving music, too. Ever try driving to, like, trance music like this, or even that Hawkwind tuned, or some Kraftwerk? It's just crazy how it's really almost like people talk about, like, these Zen experiences, you know, meditation, yoga, you know, all these Tai Chis. Me, driving with trance music. You become like one with everything. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's how the Buddhists order their pizza. One with everything. Stereo. Gotta tell you, kids are bullied every day. You want to help? No, man. Losing battle. Bullies won. Let them pummel your kid. I don't know. I give up. Because you can teach your kids to just have them run away. That's what I always did. That always worked out great for me. You know, don't confront the bully or snitch on them or, you know, just run away. Run away. You know? What harm does that do? Running away. You know, you've made the bully feel like, oh, I won. I bullied this person. And you're like, I don't care. It don't matter to me. You're a sick individual. You're just not a very good member of the society. You're going to be a horrible failure further in your life with this kind of attitude and this kind of bullying. It'll get you. But anyhow, set a good example. Don't bully anybody. All right, that's a good one. And don't give bullying an audience. And I think that is what happened with this country. We gave bullying an audience. You know, we gave bullying an audience. That's what we did. And look where it got us. Damn it, Jim. Yeah. Stopbullying.gov. Yeah. To learn more. Or just runawayandsaveyourass.com. Or it just doesn't matter. Lifegoeson.com. Some shows on this station? Sure. Why the hell not? What would you like? How about Radio 9? Radio 10? Radio 15? Remember what Top 40 radio sounded like in the 70s? Wasn't good. Jay Thurber does. So tune in to Radio 9, 12 to 3 on Saturdays. You got your oldies. I don't know about the newies. Or the snark. But it's here on this freeform radio station, 88.3. Here you be with Dad. Yeah. One or the other. I think he's the only one. Me and him are the only ones with phony baloney personalities. Everybody else is a fairly genuine person. We're the two big phonies. Two big rotten phonies. What can I tell you? I don't know if Al's going to be in today. Hope so. He has the show right after this. Fridays at 1. He's the Land of Twilight guy. Every week you listen to Vaporwave, video game music, anime music, ambient, dub reggae, dungeon synth. The guy has more genres than a lot of genre things. Yeah, that's the thing. Fridays at 1.
Scuttle.
How are you guys doing? So needless to say, let's get back into the show here. Recapping 2024. Off into 2025. 2025 is such a nice number. It is a nice number. Who knows what it holds for us? I wouldn't say it looks promising, but you have to make your own future. You have to find your way around the rat maze. You know, there's not cheese at the end of every one of them. So you got to keep looking. So keep that in mind. How to survive 2025 if you're worried? I don't know. What do I look like, Mr. Answers? Look at some guidance here. Oh, what does Zombo say? Well, Zombo says I should do this. Maybe you're taking my advice. I don't even take my advice. What do I know? Eh? All I know is that I don't know. There you go. You can go with that Socrates cop out. All I really know is that I don't know. There you go. A little bit of philosophy for you. You can get away with that. That's a nice, safe thing to say. Socrates had a must a really off day today, that day. You know, he made that up. Oh, Socrates, get away from those kids. Socrates, hey, stay away from that hemlock. Listen, buddy, what's your nugget of wisdom today? What is my nugget for today? All I can say is I know that I don't know. I need to take a nap and drink some wine. Where are those pictures I'm supposed to look at? I wish somebody would make a concerted effort. Gotta play some dog dedication. Oh, yeah. See, I told you this is a groovy tune, man. This gets right in with your pulse and your brain waves. Yeah, let's dig the last few minutes of this bad boy. This is... It's 45, it's a split 45 with Stereo Lab with Nurse with Wound. Simple Headphone Mind is what it's known as. I think the last 2 minutes. Zombo in your brain, RCT. man. What an album that was. Fingerprints from the album Distinguishing Marks. That was Ring and Tone. And that was a really great album. I just got that again, probably for the ninth time. Scored it again this year. Because multiple copies of that record are always fun to have, because the album broke into postcards. There was like eight postcards on the... No, two, four, four... There was like... Yeah, there was two, four, six, eight... there's eight postcards, the 16 cards, the whole album busted into postcards. It was so cool. The front and the back was all perforated. So you could bust, and each postcard was a song name. And it had this great vintage picture and a nice little collage. It was really hip. It had that the kind of 1950s, 60s kind of oversaturated color look. Distinguishing Marks was the album. Fingerprints was the band. Because I remember I was traveling around the country for about 10 years doing stand-up comedy, and I would buy that record just so I could get the postcards and send them to folks back around the home and stuff. But yeah, I remember that was always kind of fun to get that record. It was so well packaged. Cool music, too. It was a really good album. It holds up really well. And that album probably came out like an 80... Why was that? Like maybe 85, 86. But man, what a dilly. What a dilly of a record. New from Alejandro Escovito. John Conquest was the name of the tune. And it was a remix album that just came out on Yep Rock Records, which I really liked. They had all these people take all these Alejandro Escovito records and songs and remix them. And they gave them a really nice, wonderful, thick tune. It just wonderful. Gave a lot of meat. Put a lot of meat on it. One record that came out this year that I was totally blown away by was a band, new band called Graveyards of the Pacific. Graveyard of the Pacific. And man, this band came out of nowhere, and they push all the zombo buttons. I want to play two tracks from that brand new record. And so we're going to dig that. So recap on 2025. We are into the second quarter. We're into the next 3 months, which is January, February, March. January, February, March. This is April, Joe Pesci, Shemp Howard, Bob Uecker, Nick Semper. They're the months. All right, here's Patterns from the new album by Graveyard of the Pacific. I want to play two tunes for these guys. They're really good. RCT, Pittsburgh Zombo, In Your Brain.
I'm
why they put this stuff there from the late Mama Zoo. That was it's kind of a weird story. A band called Those Darlings, who are a kind of like an old country band, a lead singer, kind of known as Mama Zoo. I forgot her full name, but I'm sorry. Man, needless to say, when the band broke up in 2016, she started like on a solo thing. Her and another dude, and they just started doing just these little recordings, and they and she died in 2017. And then they just found these recordings again. Go, hey, why don't we remix these and release it? And it's a great record. It's called the album's called The Safe Place to Stay. And it's really good. Mama Zoo, Z-U. And damn, that's nice. It's a sad story, but, you know, at least those recordings saw the light of day. And just goes to show what's going to happen to your stuff after you croak. You know, hey, look what we found this. Boy, people might really enjoy this now that you're not around anymore. Crazy, crazy. The Rambling Ambassadors. Brent J. Cooper, the guitarist from Huevos Rancheros, went and did a couple records, and that was a nice reissue I got from the album Ramble On, and that song was called Standoff at Calfro Bridge. Before that, we heard two tunes by a band I really like, their new album called Sorcerer, and it's Graveyard of the Pacific. We heard Through Walls and Patterns. Mm-hmm. That's the interesting thing about, like, you know, you'll hear some new music in there, but you're going to hear a bunch of stuff. And it's really wonderful to recap 2020. Now, what recap would be complete of all the things I found in 2024 rather than a rickety old polka record, a beat up old, nicked up, crazy old polka record? And that's what I got here. Vincent Justinski and the Yoo-Hoo Polka. So, yeah. Get away from all this dark stuff, and polka will save us. The Yoo-Hoo Polka, Justin Jasinski. You can see it sounds old.
Let's don't.
I've won the sweepstakes, dear.
Now you're talking.
Let's kiss. Like this.
Yoo-hoo means love is here.
He waits till the moon is above. Then he calls to his love. When she hears him say yoo-hoo, she knows what she will do. And when they are out neath the moon, morning comes much too soon. Tomorrow in moonlight too, she'll hear him say yoo-hoo.
Let's go for a ride.
Uh-uh.
We'll talk.
Not I.
We'll walk.
Goodbye.
Your hand I've come to woo.
That does it.
Let's kiss. Like this.
Yoo-hoo means I love you.
He waits till the moon is above. Then he calls to his love. When she hears him say yoo-hoo, she knows what she will do. And when they are out neath the moon, morning comes much too soon. Tomorrow in moonlight too, she'll hear him say yoo-hoo.
If I
right there. Right there. Dame Edmonds. That's right, Mr. Dave Edmonds, the undisputed king of rockabilly in Britain, doing From Small Things, Big Things Come, a Bruce Springsteen tune. That was from like a old re-release, Dave Edmonds' Best, which was nice. And this crazy record he released a couple years ago, I just got, called Dave Edmonds Rags and Classics. And it's all guitar. Oh, it's a good, no singing. A lot of people did not like this record, but that was a great version of Wuthering Heights, the Kate Bush tune. And that was Dave Edmonds playing it. But I was like, yeah, that sounds like guitar, Kenny G. I don't know, I like it. Very nice. Very pleasant. It is pleasant. Recap on 2024, and let's see. Oh, here we go. Sarcoma. Yeah, it's been a while since I did me some sarcoma. Yeah, you know, you probably heard that word before, right? On the show a million times, because it's a cool word. Crummy disease. A sarcoma. It's cancer. Why did they give it such a cool name? Sarcoma. It's cancer. But away, be aware, research. Come on, man. Kids, fight sarcoma. Yeah. Yeah, let's fight it. Go ahead. I'll wait right here. Hey, how about this? Hey, yeah, here we go. This is a good one. This is more upbeat. You know, kids that spend more time with their dads get smarter, more successful, and they get funnier. They're funnier. Dad joke. Simple way to have moments with them. Here's a great dad joke for you. Knock, knock. Who's there? Joe Pesci? Champ Howard? Bob Uecker? And Nick Simper? Well, come on in. You're the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So tell a dad joke today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health. Human Services, and this here station, which is WRCT, and Zombo in Your Brain. And a couple things, you can get all my shows on my website, zomboco.com, or I post some stuff on Blue Sky social media under Zombo. Or you can listen, if you don't have any computers, you can listen to Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine. Wednesday mornings at 4 o'clock. That's right, 4 to 7 in the morning, and they're a rebroadcast of a show exactly 1 year ago. The Unimpressive Time Machine goes back 1 year. Mm-hmm. Recap a new old stuff. Here's something new from Hillbilly Moon Explosion. Brand new record from them. This is called I Live in My Head. Zombo, in Your Head.
I live in my head.